You know, and Shangle, you know, she just, that was the big, the mother. She'd go up to the gate. This, she used to chase Shangle all about.
Shangle?
Yeah, that was the mother's name.
How do you spell that?
S-H-A-N-G-O.
What does that mean?
Love of nature.
In what language?
In the African dialect, I don't know which one.
Altogether, she had 13. Mm-hmm. She only had one litter.
Right. I took her back up to be bred again, but it didn't take.
So they're out now on Long Island?
Yeah.
Did you get reimbursed for that?
No.
Do you still own them?
No. They've been confiscated by the city, and we have no rights to them anymore.
Now, I read in the paper that you had been called to court, and it said that you didn't go to court.
I went.
You did go.
Mm-hmm.
And what
they
happened?
They threw it out of court.
They threw it out.
And they just sent me another summons.
Just now?
No, maybe 4 days ago. Maybe last week came in the mail. I said, now what the hell do they want?
You don't have the pigs in there.
No, so why they keep sending me these summonses? I don't know.
Why did they throw it out of court?
Since I didn't have the pigs anymore, mm-hmm. there was no use of them prosecuting me. Mm-hmm. If I had kept them after, you know, or brought them back here, I guess they would have had
they
a case.
They didn't call you to court while you still had the pigs?
Yeah, but they had given me time to get them out, and or else they would be confiscated. You're catching cold. Go put on a shirt. And I told them I was trying. I mean, it's not that I wanted to keep them there. I told them I wanted to go. But
you couldn't get a special dispensation to keep them
they
here?
They said they would for me. But evidently it didn't go through in time. And anyway, I told them, I really didn't want to stay here. I said, I'm leaving now, you know what I mean? So you really don't have to. But then I got pregnant and I had to go. I didn't want to go to Virginia, way out in the rural area, you know. About 15 miles from town. I might not make it, you know, to the hospital. So I stayed here and had the baby. That was the baby, 3 months old. And right after I came out the hospital, they came with the wagon and about 44 cops lined up along the block, all of them in my doorway. I thought they were raiding the place.
Just in case. Mm-hmm.
What could one lone woman with 7 children in the house do?
I don't know. They sure don't send out a force like that for...
Yeah, for the crooks.
The crooks are walking around,
and they come to get me. The ones who's robbing and stealing and mug my son in the subway station over there, they're walking around. They come to get me.
And there was no way you could call them off once they were here, huh?
They had a court order signed by the judge, and... I had to either agree. They couldn't open the gate. I could afford it. But they had to send for the city marshal or something to get a warrant to come into my property. So they waited. They thought I wasn't going to open the gate, but I really was. I was breastfeeding my baby. There's no way I could have come out then. And so I told Yogi's another one of my sons, Peter, to go and open the gate for them. And he did. I thought they would open the gate, but they didn't. They couldn't touch it. So I told you, Peter, to go open the gate.
And the court never gave you any money for confiscating the pigs? Have you pursued it at all? Tried to file a claim against the city?
No, I tried to get them back, and they said, I called a horse trailer company, and they said they would, I have a trailer hitch on the back of my wagon. They said they would charge me $35 for the loan of the trailer, and I could take them down to Virginia. I called the health department, and they said I can't do it myself. I'd have to get a trucking company. I called the trucking company. They want to charge me $500. I said, where am I going to get $500? I mean, times are hard. My husband is the only one working. Where the hell am I supposed to get $500? All these children?
Pigtails.
Yeah, how she used to come in the house and he'd push the dog aside and lay under the table like a dog.
Really?
She used to come upstairs and pull her blanket down off the chair. She knew her blanket. They're very intelligent. And lay down under the air conditioner and go to sleep.
Stay cool.
Yeah. She was wonderful. But after she got a little bigger, it was like a bull in a china shop house. I sang, oh, get out of here.
Remember, it's poor Junior Steve and Daddy over used to call the pigs. One is poor Junior, one is Steve, one is Yogi, one is Bear.
They were fun. Yeah, the cops used to bring the children, take pictures, bring their sons to the gate. And they say, will you call the pig for me? And they would let their sons pet them. They'd come by on Sunday with the children.
It's a damn shame.
Yeah, it is. It is. The cops know. That's right, honking through their loudspeaker. Oink, oink, oink. Don't guess I'm in front of my face. Well, what's the pig name again? I said Shango. Then they call her name. She comes to the gate. You know. Yeah. Cops. Two, three cars lined up here. They playing with the pig. Every day.